Welcome to the Arizona Cardinals 2-Minute Drill. Dave Pasch alongside Ron Wolfley. The Cardinals fall to 4-6, losing in Houston by 10 points. Wolf, as you have a chance to kind of digest what happened here, what stands out to you about why the Cardinals lost this game?
Well, I would say the defense, David. I would start right there. Very disappointing that the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball was dominated by the Houston Texans, but in particular, the defense, I didn't think, did a good enough job of controlling the run of the Houston Texans. The Texans ran the ball for 134 yards here today. Anytime you're starting a backup quarterback, Tom Savage, or in the Cardinals' case, of course, that being Blaine Gabbert, their third-string quarterback, your ability to control the line of scrimmage is probably going to dictate whether or not you win the game. The Cardinals' defense never controlled the line of scrimmage, and that allowed Tom Savage to experience success.
You know, especially disappointing when you get as much out of your third-string quarterback as you could possibly ask. Blaine Gabbert played a near-perfect first half and ended up throwing three touchdown passes before the interceptions late when the Cardinals were just trying to come back, and he was throwing the ball around the field and they were down 10.
For the most part, I thought Blaine Gabbert was exceptional. I really did. Look, you put 21 points up on the board, and the defense, you got to give him credit. The defense did create two takeaways deep in Houston territory, and that allowed your offense to put 14 points on the board. But, yeah, I didn't think Blaine Gabbert was the problem here today. I thought it was a much bigger problem.
And Ricky Seals-Jones, Houston native, a homecoming for him in front of a few friends and family members with two receiving touchdowns. But the Cardinals fall to the Texans 31-21. For Ron Wolfley, I'm Dave Pasch. This has been another edition of the Arizona Cardinals 2-Minute Drill.